Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Irish guide dogs for the blind say people using guide dogs and assistance dogs are facing increasing difficulties in accessing premises, despite having a legal right to do so. The organisation said a survey of dog owners found 83% had a negative experience in trying to access services and amenities. One guide dog user, Sarah McGowan, described her experiences while out with her guide dog, Mossy.
When you walk into shops, staff members would come up to you and say, sorry, dogs aren't allowed in here. Oftentimes they wouldn't even say that to me. They would say that to my companion if my family or my friends are with me. It can be quite embarrassing a little bit in front of my friends or things like, or just frustrating when you're out and you're just having a nice day out shopping and then this happens. And some people are very good about it. If you just tell them the legislation states that dogs are allowed and that he's a service dog, they're very good and they allow him in. Some people have to call managers, which is fine because they're ground staff and they might not necessarily be trained in the protocols and things, but sometimes it's been very difficult and you've had to pretty much get up the legislation on my phone that says you have to allow the dogs in here.
Sarah McGowan. Well, for more, let's talk to Martin Gordon, who's a barrister, a guide dog user and a board member of Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. Welcome to the programme, Gordon. I'm trying to picture Sarah there taking out her phone to show the legislation to somebody in a shop. But the law is clear here, isn't it?
Yes, the law is very clear, Brian, and the law has been in place for a very, very long time. We're into our third and our fourth decade with the Equal Status Act been in place. And I'm using a guide dog now for coming up to nearly 21, 22 years, and the legislation was there long before I got my first dog.
Right. And I mean, it's very easy to recognise a guide dog or an assistance dog. They're very obviously dogs that fulfil that function.
Absolutely. A guide or assistance dog will be in a premises with a dog handler, clearly identifiable by the yellow harness or the blue jacket. So there's no mistaking a guide or assistance dog when in harness and in use. So that's no excuse.
So what's going on here then? Has this been a perennial problem, or is this something that users of these dogs are encountering more and more?
Well, it's definitely... Anecdotally, I knew it was there for a while, speaking to other dog users who had similar experiences to myself. But the survey carried out by Irish Guide Dogs clearly demonstrates that this is a problem nationwide, with 83% of our respondents to that survey having difficulties. And as I said, why the problem is there, it could be a combination of various factors, such as the training of staff by management of a premises or a service provider, general awareness by the public, but also I think, which I feel is out there, is a growing indifference and almost an intolerance towards people with disabilities. And discrimination is unfortunately very much present and on the rise.
Mm. So, I mean, what's the next step here? Is this really something that business owners who deal with the public, who have businesses that deal with the public, need to address?
Well, absolutely. If you're going to open your doors to the public, you must open your doors to all members of the public. You can't just pick and choose. And if you are in business, you have a responsibility as a business owner to meet all your legal obligations and responsibilities. And that is ensuring that yourself and all of your staff are aware of the legal rights of people with disabilities, and in this case, people with guide and assistance dogs. So really, the onus comes down to the business owners to make sure the staff are aware. We, as guide and assistance dog owners, we are educated through our training with our dogs, through Irish Guide Dogs, as to our legal rights, but also our obligations as dog handlers as well. Mm. So when we bring our dogs into a premises, our dogs are clean, well-groomed, in harness, and that's our responsibility. So it's a two-way street, but unfortunately, we are coming up against resistance from Irish business owners and representative bodies of these business owners, such as the Restaurants Association of Ireland, I think have a very important role to play here in ensuring that their members are meeting the highest possible standards for all of their customers.
Okay, Martin, well, that's a very clear message this lunchtime. Thanks for talking to us, Martin Gordon there from Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind.